Catherine's gaze took on an unhealthy light. He had only a second's warning, then she was across the room striding toward him. Her touch was light, yet the minute her thumb came to rest in the open V of his shirt, his body went hard and the air froze in his lungs. She reached down and very deliberately raked her nails across his thigh. "I can do things," she murmured, "things you've only watched in cheap pornographic movies. Tell me the truth, Officer Dodge. Aren't you tired of the same old, same old? Haven't you always wondered what it would be like to meet a woman with whom you no longer had to pretend? Want to rip open my sweater and pinch my nipples? Do it. Want to bite my neck? Pull my hair? I don't mind. You don't even have to call me later or make fake proclamations of love. You can take me right here and now. We'll do it doggy style on the floor, or I can bend over the couch. Or maybe you don't want to fuck at all. Maybe you're more oral. That's fine by me. Or maybe," her throaty voice changed, grew more calculating, "you'd prefer a fantasy." Her hand tightened suddenly on his crotch, squeezing his balls. He flinched like an uninitiated schoolboy, then in the next instant surged against her touch. She laughed huskily, her left hand stroking him hard while her right hand feathered back his hair. "Would you like the sweet Catholic girl? I'll wear the plaid skirt and knee-high socks. You can have the ruler. Or do you like wild and wicked? Black leather, stiletto boots, cowhide whips? Ever done a 69? Ever gone round the world? Tell me, Officer Dodge, what do you secretly dream about?" He said, "Stop." She merely laughed and worked him harder. "Ooh, it must be something very special. Bestiality, maybe. I can put on a horsetail, utter a few good neighs while you mount. Or is it worse than that? Homoerotic? Or maybe. Some men like it when I reenact for them. Would you like that, Officer Dodge? I can act out for you every single thing he ever made me do. I'll be the little girl, and you can be the pedophile." He didn't get it at first. He was too lost in the moment, the darkness in her finding an unexpected match in the darkness in him.
End of disc 6.